Today is Friday, May 29th. What to know about the third night of violent protests over a deadly arrest. This time, protesters torched a police station in Minneapolis. Also, new guidelines explain what life back at the office could look like during a pandemic. Plus, how runners will still take part in the canceled Boston Marathon. Self-driving cars make a new type of delivery. And the free film festival happening this weekend. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with a story still developing. Protests demanding justice for George Floyd turned violent in Minneapolis for a third night in a row. And as of early this morning, they're still out of control. Tensions have been escalating ever since Floyd died while in police custody Monday. Then last night, protesters set a police precinct on fire. All police staff and officers had to evacuate the building, and as they did, some people threw fireworks and other items at them. Others stormed the burning building to smash equipment and set more fires. Minnesota's governor has called in reinforcements. More than 500 National Guard members were sent to the Twin Cities. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports state and federal prosecutors are running simultaneous investigations into Floyd's death. The officers were fired from their jobs, but so far they have not been charged with a crime, including the officer who kneeled on Floyd's neck before he died. Remember, this was all captured on video, and that footage is actually just one piece of evidence. Investigators are also looking at body camera video that should show the officers' perspectives, and they're waiting on George Floyd's autopsy results. Still, protesters don't seem to have any more patience. The Minneapolis mayor said yesterday these protests aren't just about this one incident. They're a reflection of the Black community's anger over 400 years of inequality. In fact, there have been other intense protests around the country in the wake of Floyd's death. For example, in nearby St. Paul, Minnesota, more than 170 businesses were damaged. Dozens of protesters were arrested in New York City yesterday. Police used tear gas to break up crowds in Ohio. And in Colorado, a gun went off at a protest, causing the area to go on lockdown. And there's already word of more protests planned this weekend. The mayor in Minneapolis declared a local emergency, which runs through the weekend. And that could give him the ability to declare a curfew, but he hasn't done that yet. Be continued. Well, social media companies could soon be held responsible for the things users post on their platforms. President Trump signed an executive order yesterday to take away protections that have been in place for nearly 25 years. Those protections are meant to make sure websites and tech companies are not held liable for most of what people post online. But under this new order, sites like Twitter, Facebook, and Google could more easily be sued. Trump has argued the protections had allowed tech companies to censor conservative voices. So he wants federal regulators like the FCC to punish companies for alleged political bias and for stifling free speech. Expect this order to be challenged right away, though. Some experts saying only Congress has the power to change the federal law. There are also questions about whether Trump's order could backfire. If companies are held liable for what's posted, they might crack down more on certain content, not less. As for the free speech part, legal experts told the LA Times, it's true the government cannot ban or censor speech under the First Amendment, but Twitter is not the government, so a court might not see anything wrong with a company managing its own site the way it wants. Remember, President Trump drafted this executive order after Twitter put a fact-check label on some of his tweets earlier this week. Twitter has now responded to the new executive order, calling it a, quote, politicized approach to a landmark law. Stay tuned. Well, even as some companies reopen, life at work could look a lot different for a while. The CDC issued new recommendations this week for office spaces. Here are a few of the guidelines from federal health officials. Buildings should have proper ventilation systems and more outdoor airflow whenever possible. Employees should get a daily health check and even temperature screenings. Management should consider staggering people's shifts so not everyone is at work at the same time. Employees are encouraged to wear cloth face coverings, wash hands frequently, and wipe down the work surfaces regularly. Of course, all of these are just recommendations, not laws. Yet some companies are still cutting jobs. The Labor Department says more than 2 million more people applied for unemployment benefits in the U.S. last week, and that brings the total to about 41 million jobless claims in 10 weeks. New York is taking the no shirt, no shoes, no service rule one step further, adding in no mask, no service, or at least giving businesses that option. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an executive order to specifically give private business owners the right to refuse service to customers who do not wear face coverings. Some stores already had this policy, but it's proven tough to enforce. The governor is hoping by making it a New York law, there will be fewer conflicts between shop owners and customers who won't cover their faces. And while many businesses are asking customers to wear those face coverings, some are taking the opposite approach, like a bar in Central Texas with a sign that reads, "Sorry, no mask allowed." There are still statewide restrictions in place there. They say bars can only operate at 25% capacity. So that bar owner told the Washington Post, quote, "I want them to be the 25% of people that aren't sheep." Though it is worth noting, scientific and medical experts have said covering your face can significantly stop the spread of this new coronavirus. For the first time in 124 years, there will be no Boston Marathon. It was already moved from April to September, but since the coronavirus pandemic is still around and social distancing will be nearly impossible on the usual route, organizers said they have no choice but to cancel. Still, people who have been training for the marathon are encouraged to keep it up. From September 7th through September 14th, runners can participate virtually. It means they'll have to verify they ran 26.2 miles on their own within a six-hour time period. Then the Boston Marathon will give them a t-shirt, medal, and runner's bib. More news is coming up, but first I want to tell you about our sponsor this week, Function of Beauty. If you're like me, then you know the frustration of half-used bottles of shampoos and conditioners piling up in the bathroom because they aren't quite right for your hair. Well, no matter what your hair type is, Function of Beauty wants to help. That's because they're all about customized hair care. Yet Function of Beauty individually formulates every bottle based on your hair type, styling preferences, and hair goals. Just take a short, simple quiz to get started. You can even choose what type of fragrance you want in your shampoo and conditioner and what color you want it to be. I personally got a light peach fragrance and I went with dye-free, so it's just white in the bottle. And it's great, but you get to choose. To get started and get a special discount, just go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to take your four-part hair profile quiz and then save 20% on your first order. Go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to let them know that we sent you and get the deal. That's functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. The federal government just put out another public warning about Russia's most infamous hackers. The National Security Agency, or NSA, is telling U.S. government partners and U.S. companies to be careful, saying the Russian hackers are still active and are targeting an email server widely used by government agencies and some private businesses. The software is called Exim. The hackers are the same Russian military group that interfered in the 2016 presidential election. Apparently, the NSA found out about this newest scheme nearly a year ago and issued a security patch, but the AP reports a lot of places may not have made that fix. So the advisory this week could be the NSA basically saying, do it now. It's not just drones making COVID-related deliveries. Self-driving cars have a role to play, too. CVS Health is partnering with the robotics company Neuro on this. Starting next month, Neuro's vehicles will deliver prescription medications to people's homes in the Houston, Texas area. The deliveries will be free and should come within 3 hours of being ordered. Customers will just have to verify their identities to unlock the cars and grab their orders. At first, it'll only be offered from one store in Houston, but it could eventually expand. This isn't exactly new, though. Neuro has already been running deliveries for Domino's Pizza and the grocery chain Kroger. Delivery companies like UPS and FedEx are dealing with a lot more demand right now as many people continue to avoid retail stores and order online instead. Now Reuters reports it's being called a second Christmas, since the number of package deliveries right now is more in line with the holidays. In response, UPS will start charging extra fees, and their biggest clients like Amazon will be impacted the most. Speaking of Amazon, the company is going on another hiring spree. Sort of. The company is offering 125,000 of its temporary workers permanent positions. If you need some weekend plans, you can now check out a film festival, all from home and all for free. Starting today, YouTube is holding a 10-day event with more than 100 movies you can watch online. It's called We Are One, a Global Film Festival. It's including dramas, comedies, and action films, as well as documentaries and shorts. There are top-notch selections, too. CBS News reports YouTube is working with world-class festivals like Cannes, Tribeca, and Sundance to curate the list of films. It is free to watch, though you can make a donation if you want for COVID-19 relief. Just a quick reminder, the historic space launch we've mentioned a couple times this week is scheduled for tomorrow. It'll be the first time ever a private company, SpaceX, is launching NASA astronauts into orbit. And it'll be the first time in nearly a decade that they'll launch from U.S. soil. The first attempt this week was postponed because of bad weather. Now liftoff is set for Saturday afternoon at 3:22 Eastern. SpaceX, NASA, and major news networks plan to stream it live. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. And Feel Good Friday is brought to you by Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon is the healthier way to have your favorite cereal with zero sugar and 12 grams of protein. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, GMO-free, and the list goes on. I'm a big fan of the blueberry flavor, but try the variety pack at magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use promo code newsworthy for free shipping. So today we're talking about a new pack of crayons that's getting a lot of attention for all the right reasons. Crayola says it's created a box of crayons with 24 colors representing a wide variety of skin tones, from fair to dark and everything in between. It's called Colors of the World, and the goal is to help all kids feel included and accepted. The crayons come in packs of 24, or you can get 32 packs if you want, with extra colors for hair and eyes. Both crayon packs are scheduled to be released in July, just in time for the back-to-school season. Thank you so much for listening today and every weekday. And thanks to everyone who has been leaving positive reviews. I love reading them and seeing that you enjoy the show. Of course, you can read more about any of the stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com under the episodes tab. We'll be back with another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.